Shulchan Aruch does not require a lot of explanation, although there is what to say about that too. We're up to Safun, which is the Afikoman. So I'm discussing it, and more or less it's in sync with the Mishnah Berurah, which usually asks people to bring, but folks to eat.
I don't know which way you go.
Here it's easier, it's over here, it's closer. Thank you. Okay. So we'll begin with basics. The Gemara says that there were two kabbalas that were brought on the first night of Pesach. One is the Karban Pesach, and the other is the Karban Chagigah. The Karban Chagigah was consumed first, it was eaten first. And that constituted the majority of the meal. In order that the Karban Pesach should be eaten al hasoba, that the Karban Pesach should be eaten when one is in a satiated kind of way. So Rashi explains that the Chagigah was eaten to satisfy one's hunger, and the Pesach was eaten to complete the Suda. And therefore, that's the reason why the order is first the Karban Pesach, first the Karban Chagigah, and then the Karban Pesach. Tesis actually quotes to Yerushalmi that the obligation to fill yourself up with the Chagigah before the Karban Pesach is the Din Rabbanim, is the rabbinic decree. But it's based on the Issa D'Araisa. There's an Issa D'Araisa, Ve'etzem lo ish bo. The Pasuk in Pashas Bo, not supposed to break a bone of the Karban Pesach. So usually when a person on the Leil HaSeder is about to eat the Karban Pesach, he might be very hungry, and he may break the bone, searching for additional meat to consume. And therefore, the Torah has legislated, and Chazal say, therefore, in order to avert that problem, we should eat a large amount of meat from the Chagigah, and we'll finish up with the Kezais of meat from the Karban Pesach. That's more or less the Seder Advarim, which is why first we have the Karban Chagigah, and then the Karban Pesach. There's a machlokes harishonim, very famous in Arab Psochim, whether the afikoman that we eat today is that essentially zecher the Karban Pesach, that's the position of many rishonim, and others, such as the Balei HaTosfos and other rishonim as well, assume no, that the matzah is eaten in two stages. The matzah initially is eaten, the original stage of the matzah is when we make the bracha of Hamotzi Lechem and Aretz, and then Al Achilas Matzah. That's the initial stage. And then subsequently, there's a break in the action. And then we're not going to make a bracha again at Afikoman, because what the Gemara says himself in the Gemara's Machlokas between Amoraim regarding a situation where a person only has the same vegetable they're going to use both for Karpas and Mora. Let's say Chazeres. So the Gemara's Machlokas, what do? I have to make, on the one hand, a bracha Barfi Adama, because of the Bricha Sanen on the Karpas. On the other hand, I'm using the same Yarek for Mora, and I have to make a Bracha Lachilas Mora. But once I already made the Bracha, Bracha Adoma, so how in heaven's name can I make another Bracha, even though it's a separate Bracha, Lachilas Mora? There's a Machlokes Amoraim what to do, but Tesis cites that as a reason why we make the Bracha of Hamotzi and Lachilas Matzah at the very beginning when we eat the Matzah, but the Ika Kima Mitzah apparently appears to be at the end, when we have the Afikoman. I'll get to that a little bit, maybe a bit after, but what's important for me is that the Mishnah, the last Mishnah in Psochem that says, the Mishnah says that you cannot eat Afikoman following the Karban Pesach. The Gemara actually explains, what does the word Afikoman mean? That's a very strange word. So there's a machlokas there between Rav and Shmuel. Rav says it means that you cannot leave from your own group to join another group. There's a din that Karban Pesach, you have to be memuneh, you have to become part of the chabura in order to eat the Karban Pesach. So you can't go from one group and go to another group. And the Rashbam there explains that if you join the second group, you may come to eat from their Karban Pesach, which is also. And then the Chazal say you have to remain within your own group, even after finishing your own Karban Pesach. That's the position of Rav. Shmuel is cholek. Shmuel argues, this is the position of most of the Amoraim. They say the afikoman refers to dessert. The term afikoman refers to dessert. You can't eat anything additional in your own group once you ate your share of the Karban Pesach. Because Kadesh Yeshua Tam Pesach B'Fit, just like the Zalacha of Kadesh Yeshua Tam Masa B'Fit, there's also a din of Sheshua Tam Pesach B'Fit. It should remain in your mouth as long as possible, the time, the flavor of the Garden Pesach, and therefore we're not allowed to eat any other dessert. And the Gemara quotes a Braisa that supports that position of Shmuel, and the Gemara passes the Halacha that nowadays when we eat matzah at the end of the Seder, this is also mentioned here in Shulchan Aruch, you can't eat anything following the matzah for the same reason. The Gemara says that the flavor of the matzah is not as strong as the flavor of the Bsar Pesach. Obviously, the Bsar Pesach, the flavor being that it's meat, is much stronger in terms of it remaining in your mouth. The time of the matzah is not as strong, and therefore the halacha is that, as the Shulchan Aruch writes, actually, you're not supposed to eat and drink anything. The only thing you're allowed to drink after the matzah at the end is water. And again, there are different explanations, but anything else is also. Certainly can't drink wine. Ramos says, any beverage other than water has a din of yayin regarding this halacha. But let's say a person is astinous, or he has a very strong desire to drink. So the Ramos says, I'm not discussing that right now. That's another discussion. But the point I'm trying to make is that the Rashbam says that the matzah that you're going to eat at the end of the meal is zecher, the matzah that was eaten together with the Korban Pesach. But the pasuk says, twice in Chumash, once in Bo, once in Baal Yisra, slightly different each one from the other. Our matzah is the Rorim Yocheluhu. That the matzah is the broken one that we use to fulfill our obligation to eat matzah that night. And that's the position of Rashi as well. Rashi and Rashbam both subscribe to that position. But the Rosh disagrees. Very famous Rosh. The Rosh says, no, the matzah that we eat at the end, that afikoman matzah is zecher l'korban Pesach. Just as the Pesach was the final food that was eaten that night, so too, nothing should be eaten after the matzah. And that's also the position of the Rambam as well. So this is, as I said, the subject of the big machlokes among the Gdolei HaRishonim. Now, just to a little bit to explore the position of the Balei HaTesis, as I mentioned a few moments ago, that they contend that the mitzvah is divided into two segments. Segment number one is when we make the bracha al achilas matzah and havotzi, and segment number two is the avikoman segment at the end. And the difficulty that is raised against the position of the Rashi of the Rashbam. And the Rashbam himself, yes, the Kashi and Avri Psochin, if the Avikoman is the main fulfillment of eating matzah, why do we say a bracha of the matzah that's eaten at the beginning of the meal? Everybody alluded to that shaila. And so the Rashbam explains, because the Gemara says that once a person is mali kreso, once a person filled up his stomach, the Gemara is talking about the yarek, the vegetable, where the same yarek is used both for karpas and for maror. So, the Gemara says that once you've filled up your stomach with that item, and you're obviously going to have to make a bracha, and therefore the fact that you made a bracha early is not an indication that the earlier consumption is the main mitzvah, but rather there's a certain etiquette of reciting brachas. The text gives an example, a very famous mashal. It gives the mashal of Tkiya Shefa. There are two different chiyuvim of Tkiya Shefa. One's called Tkiya Sevi Yushav, one of Tkiyas Tam Umar, the Tkiyas we love before Musa, the Mikra Din, you can sit, that's in the Balavar already, and Rosh Hashanah points this out. So that's called Tkiyas Vim Yusha. And the first group is blown right after the Bracha. The second group is Tkiyas Tam Umar, that's blown during the Shemana Esrei, during Malchus, Rez, and Shefres. Rashi Shita, Rashi says twice, Rashi once in Chumash, and Rashi also in Gibor Shoshana, points out to Din Daraisa, Tkiyas Al Seder HaBrachas. This conjunction, or this combination of Tkiyas and Brachas, the Din Daraisa. And that's done during the Musaf. And the Ramban asks many questions on that Rashi, but we blow two sets in order to confuse the sudden, the Gemara says. So Tesis compares that to this din of matzah, which is divided into two segments. One matzah that we have at the beginning of the meal, when we say Hamotzi and Achilas Matzah. And the other, which is at the end, the main consumption of the mitzvah of matzah is the Afikoman. And so Tesis says that in the case of Tkiyas Shefa, the purpose of the first set of Tkiyas, the second set is to fulfill the actual mitzvah. But obviously you can't blow the original tkiyas without saying a bracha. You have to first say a bracha, and therefore that is why we do so. Even though the ultimate fulfillment of the mitzvah is not till later, that's the analogy of Tesis. Let me just, if you don't mind, just raise the three points before you speak. And that is the prototype for the viewpoint of Rashi and the Rashbam. This is the way Tesis and Tzvachim explains it. The Rosh raises the second issue, because the Rosh disagrees. I just mentioned to you, the Rosh holds that the Afikoman is zechel to Korban Pesach, not zechel to Matzah, but the Rosh has the kasha if the Afikoman is eaten in order to commemorate the Matzah that accompanied the Korban Pesach, al Matzah, Samurah, and Yochalu, it should be eaten together with Mora. Once you fulfill your obligation by eating the first Matzah, you should now fulfill this remembrance by eating the Matzah with Mora, which is certainly how Hillel would have eaten it B'zman HaMikdash. Kach Asa Hillel. B'zman Shemesavidish HaKayim HaKarech Pesach Matzah Mora V'lechem V'yachal HaKayim HaShenema HaMatzah Mora V'yochalu. The fact that we eat Korech early in the meal and the fact that we don't wait for the time that the Pesach will be consumed shows, says the Rosh, that clearly the Afikoman is primarily, if not preeminently, done in order to remember, to commemorate the Korban Pesach. And I'll just raise a third issue and then one more point and then you will speak your mind. And the third issue is the fact that the Mishnah that tells us, and it's called Halacha as well, that one Arab Sochim, Arab Sochim, Sabbath and Mincha, Vayecha Alam HaShetashach. The Halacha is not supposed to eat the first Mishnah on Tzadik Tesla and Beis. The Arab Sochim, called the Halacha, you're not supposed to eat after the ninth hour of the day and Arab Pesach. And the Rishonim explain, Kedei Sheyecha Matzah Shomitzel Lutei Avon. It's a famous Mashbah. So Rashbam is Yadua because one of the few Rashbams who indicates that Hidur Mitzvah, he said, Mishum Hidur Mitzvah. But Hidur Mitzvah normally is Alochi and the Chetza, the Gemara and Shabbos. Zakeh Leaveyu, Aselechov, you should have a nice lulav, a nice sevatera, a nice dio, nice ink, nice parchment, v'chulu v'chulu. And here we have Hidur Mitzvah in the Gabra. They Sheyochal, Master Shal Mitzvah, the Te'ova, you should have a Cheshek to eat the Master Shal Mitzvah on Leila Seder. So that's what the Rashbam and Rashi explain. So they're talking about what matzah? They're talking about the matzah eaten at the beginning of the meal. As the reason for refraining from eating an Erev Pesach, you don't have an effect. And if I don't eat an Erev Pesach, it's not going to have the impact on my appetite eating the Afikoman. So those who show them certainly agree that you fulfill the commandment to eat matzah with the initial Achilas Matzah, and should do so in the most beautified fashion. So how can they claim you only fulfill the mitzvah of eating matzah at the end of the Seder? That's what the Rishonim to ask a kasha on that position. But whatever the case is, I'm not here to be yashid that kasha now. That's a separate issue. I just want to mention one more very important machlokes tanoim, as I'm sure you do to all of you. It's found in Brachos and Psachim, all over Shas. One more question, machlokes tanoim, between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Azariah. Namely, the question is that Pesach has to be eaten by Chatzos, by midnight. Otherwise, it becomes nicer. And then, of course, we know the din of Nisa, Psukim Chumash, that are very clear. So the Gemara explains that the Mishnah follows the position of Lazman Azariah. He says that the Korban Pesach has to be eaten by midnight. That's what Lazman Azariah, that's his sheet. Rabbi Akiva disagrees and says, no, you can eat it at Shasvi Pazim, called Halayla. You can eat actually the Korban Pesach the entire night till the morning. And Rabbi adds, the Gemara actually in Psukim Dav Kuf Chof, Gemara points out that if a person who finishes eating matzah, if the midnight, so according to Rava, he writes that lo yotzei nechavoso according to Avos ben Azariah, since he holds you have to finish by chatzos. So if you eat after that point, you're not yotzei the mitzvah. I mean, the Torah compares the obligation. There's a analogy between the achilas matzah and Korban Pesach. They have to be consumed within the same time frame. Just as the achilas avoso balayla hazeh till chatzos, so too the mitzvah matzah is the same way. The question is how we pass the halacha. So Tosfos actually quotes, there's a stira Mishnayis, which I'm not getting into, but Tosfos quotes a Mishnah that Halacha follows the Rosh Azariah, but Tosfos has other riots against that, like Rabbi Akiva. That's not really my discussion. I'm just mentioning that L'chatchila, one should try to the extent that one can, that one should try to eat the matzah, we don't have the Korban Pesach today, but one should try to eat the matzah before midnight. And that's what one should do, the chatchila. And then there's a question, what does one do if one sees that the situation is getting out of hand? We're approaching midnight, and we're nowhere near eating the afikoman. And then there's a famous scenario, I mean, maybe I will discuss it, maybe I won't. I'll think about it in a few moments, while I'm sure he is going to present his question. Yeah?
What happened to the rule of Varchin Eber Lasiasim?
What happened to it?
You're
asking a good kasha. There's a very good kasha, and it's clearly a mitzvah to eat matzah. There's only one mitzvah to eat matzah. The pasha is once you enter the gezayis, which you already ate, because that's a shaila. How much matzah do you have to eat? That's also a discussion in the Gedalia Arishonim talk about this, and the Achreinim Wah have a field day. There's a famous Maril. The Maril, actually, I think he calls the Maril Segal, if I'm not mistaken, that if you eat a kibetzu worth of matzah, which is the equivalent of putizesim, the Avikoman, since that obligation is dearer to us that night than the earlier mitzvah of eating matzah, so if you're capable of doing that, you should eat two kizesim. I try to be makbid about that. If you're not capable, then don't eat less than a kizayis. Shulnoch writes here that you should take the second half of the middle of matzah, give a kizay to each person at the seder, to be eaten in commemoration of the Korban Pesach. It should be the alasoba. You should eat it. I'm just saying a few things before I get to your question. While reclining, without a bracha, you have to eat it prior to midnight, and you should eat two kizayis. The Rav Ram says that one kizayis is to commemorate the Korban Pesach. The other kizayis is the matzah eaten together with the Pesach. Mishnebura calls it halacha. That's what he brings out over here. So it comes out, how many kizayis do you eat during the course of the Seder night? I eat five kizayis. I've been doing it my entire life. My father ate five kizayis. Now let's say people have asked me this week, but I cannot possibly eat five kizayis. I said, I'll point out to you, I didn't get to your question yet.
Five.
That so we're talking about one kizayis for matzah. And if you feel you can only eat one kizayis for matzah, one time you came in, you can only eat three. But five kizayisim are obviously going to be the following. Number one, you're going to eat a kizayis, two kizayisim at the beginning, by the two brachas, that is a separate discussion, alachilas matzah and habotzi. Another kizayis by korech, and two more kizayisim by avikayman. I believe, I didn't take basic math, I must have missed it, but I believe that's five kizayisim right there, if I'm not mistaken. And okay, so this is an issue that people have, but I told them it's no issue, because I'm not telling you how many kizayisim, I'm not telling you really what the size of a kizayis is. Generally, here's what people tell me, and I said this over many, many times. Many decades ago, before probably many of you were born, so they produced this so-called laminated kind of, I guess, multicolored
placement
chart that has in it orange and yellow. Maybe you're familiar with it. It probably came out approximately 50 years ago. How do I know? I'm in sitting in Rav Soloveitchik's shiur, and he's saying a shiur on the inyan of Agrib Tzlochim, and one of the gentlemen, who's a very prominent shiva today, presents the Rav with that laminated chart. And the Rav looks at the chart and said, it's clear, according to this chart, he was never yetzei the mitzvah of kizayis matzah lel ha-seder. Apparently his kizayis were much smaller. And then, next day, someone produces the... I didn't get to your question yet. Don't worry about it. And then next day, someone produces the Chafetz Chaim's Becher and tells the Rav that... the Rav being Rav Soloveitchik, tells the Rav that apparently Chafetz Chaim was not yetzei the mitzvah of Kiddush. His Becher was too small. First, Rav Soloveitchik, we thought he was starting to laugh. No, he was not laughing b'chol. The Briskas are not known for their laughter. He then proceeded to... how could I say, excoriate the both gentlemen, the one from yesterday and the one from the following day, the matzah one with the laminated chart and the becher one, and had a lot to say, and those two more or less disappeared from the scene for the next few years. They never opened their mouths again for another 4 or 5 years. I've said the shiur for many years. Anyway, the kids are, I didn't open my mouth before, so don't, I didn't have that problem. I was not ever... I only once did I run into an issue, and probably it was also a major error on my part, where I thought I would say a svara that I thought about for 2 weeks before I even presented, and then I was, shall we say, not just excoriated, but more or less the word would be fashmetered, and as a result, I did not speak also for an extended period of time. That was the year of Sakovit that we had for our Rebbe, for our Soloveitchik. Okay, let me just finish by pointing out the Rav was saying that the zaysim don't have to be that large. And the truth is, that's correct. People tell me, this is what I'm telling you, people tell me. A matzah, a machine matzah. What's a kizayis of machine matzah? And what's a kizayis of a hand matzah? They tell me hand matzah is one third of a hand matzah. Hand matzahs are pretty large. One third is a fair size. What about a machine matzah? Two thirds. If I don't have two thirds of a machine matzah, I'm not yotzi, it's not a kizayis. So having five of those, whether it's the hand matzah that I spoke about earlier, which means almost two entire hand matzahs. And as far as the machine, we're talking about probably four matzahs. That's quite a hefty amount. You also want to eat a meal, want to have shulchan aruch, and the like. Okay, so I told people don't have such a large kizayis. Me'ikir adin yoyotze with one kizayis. We should offer kizayis matzah yotze yedei chayvasa. Now, look, as you are yotze, the chiyuv of matzah by eating a kezayis. There's a famous, I discussed this already here, if you remember. I don't know if you remember, but it's all right. I'll repeat it again. There's a cheskuni, there's a gro, that there's a mitzvah kiyumis to eat more matzah on the Leil HaSeder. That's what the Rambam says, Mishachal kezayis yotza. But there's a mitzvah kiyumis to go further on the Ibn Ezra and many Rishonim already, and the cheskuni says explicitly, and the goyin is the one who says, Amai Sarav, there's a mitzvah kiyumis to eat matzah. I eat personally a lot of matzah because of the mitzvah kiyumis of the gro. I don't say I'm to like matzah, so that doesn't hurt. Shall we say that the two go together? They, Baruch Hashem, converge. But there's no reason to eat so many kezayisim, especially if it's unhealthy, especially if you have medical issues. So you'll eat one kezayis and you also make gadin. I've told this to many people in the course of the last 2 to 3 weeks. And maybe I'll just mention one more thing and then I'll get to your question. I didn't forget it, Rabbi Shua. He is very, very on the ball, this Rabbi Shua Khan Shlita. So I have the chus of speaking to him quite often. And it is a pleasure. So the Avinezer is a famous Tanai. Since you, I may as well finish my train of thought while I'm at it. The Avinezer is a famous Tanai. The Avinezer, and this is the issue, what do I go crazy finishing after Gabi Mochat Zeis? I don't know what time you finish your story. In my house, it's in the area of 2:30. And yeah, we get to after Gabi Mochat Zeis. Now, how do we do that? How do we know? You, maybe you can, you're about my face, you probably know how to do these things. So there's a famous Tanai, the Avinezer. Now, Rav Soloveitchik once said over, but I heard the story with the Magid of Yerushalayim, Rav Shvadron, Zechut Zayim Dibrach, I was there to hear him for a year and a half in Eretz Yisrael, 1971-72. Maybe you also, Rav Shlomo Steinberg, maybe you went there every week, like my brothers and I, we walked there every single Friday night, one Friday night in Yiddish, one Friday night in Hebrew, one in Zichron Moshe, one in the other place. Anyway, so the kids, I heard him for a year and a half. And he was astounding, and they were literally bouncing off the, I don't know how to describe it, bouncing off the ramparts. And they used to imitate him. I don't know if they understood what he said, but they imitated him. They blew you. That's what he, those are his favorite expressions. And after he told the story, or Marshall, anyway, the kids are, he was asked, there was a woman in Almana, and she lost her husband, and now she had Baruch Hashem grandchildren who were staying over the Victoria Dagoda. Now it looked like they were coming to Chatzos. And right away, her son in law said, we got to get a move on here. Chatzos, happy Gaiva. So he said, no, happy Gaiva, Chatzos, I did the Almana. Let him go on, the grandchildren. Go on to 2 o'clock in the morning. You have to come in at 2 o'clock in the morning. The son in law is the Gemara Yeshiva Bachem. How could you not eat the Avikim before Chatzos? So the Avinezer is a famous Tanai. He has a suggestion for those who run into this problem. He suggests that the Isser against eating any food after Avikim is only in effect when? During the time period which you can eat the Gemara Pesach. Dafka, that's when the Isser is operative, the Isser is extant. Therefore, if the Allah follows Avos Nazaria, Machon Shem Rishen, how do we pass it? Whether Avos Nazaria, Mekiva, but if we pass it like Avos Nazaria, and you have to finish off the Kayma and the Pesach by midnight, once midnight passed, then you're allowed to eat other food. No longer is the Isser relevant. And therefore, if we pass it like Kiva, then of course it's the entire night, because he holds to eat the Gar Pesach till Shasri Pozom, till the morning. So based on this logic, he suggests that someone's in the middle of the meal and realize that Chatzos is approaching, let him stop, let him eat a kezayis and matzah, let him wait till Chatzos passes, then continue eating the meal. And when you eat that matzah, you should make it tonight. If the halacha is that to eat the afikoman before Chatzos, so then this matzah should be my afikoman. And once you finish the meal, then you eat an additional chelik of matzah, stipulating that the afikoman can be eaten the entire night. The final matzah is afikoman. They say over, I heard from Rav Soloveitchik, he said over from Briskerov, from his uncle, from the Griz, that if Avinezer is correct, you can use this trick without a tanai. Without this tanai, in order to do this trick of the Avinezer. So anyway, I'm just indicating that this is an etzah. It's not mentioned by the Mishnah Berurah here in Shulchan Aruch, but it's an etzah for those who are running late and have this issue of now they're coming close to Chatzos and have yet fulfilled the mitzvah. There are those who reject this position. What was that?
Not fear for the kids. They're waiting the whole time, the whole night for that.
Okay, that's what Rashi Abdullah was arguing. That was his argument. But he argued in terms of the Inu Yosef Almona. You're causing tzar to the grandmother, and that's an Isa Daraisa, and you're saying it's not fair to the kids. Okay, I cannot examine that particular tiny right now because you won't be happy with my response to that tiny, so let's just leave it at that. I'm not sure it's a halachic tiny, but anyway, whatever the case is, I don't think it is. But I don't disagree with you. I know you're right. I'm aware of that. So, but there are those who reject this. I mean, they say, that's a whole lumbus. Okay, I can't go into this whole. I'll just say what my Rebbe said. Our Salvation did not like the Avinezer. He didn't like it because his other Rishonim give other reasons why you're not supposed to eat after the Avikomen. There's a Balamor. The Balamor said, Bavan Amikdosh, he writes that they used to go to the rooftops to say Hallel. And there was concern that people ate more food after eating the Korban Pesach, then they might forget to fulfill their obligation of saying Hallel. Nowadays, we eat matzah in place of the Korban Pesach. There's an Isul Al-Banan. We can't eat anything after Avikomen. The Ramban said the reason you can't eat anything after the Korban Pesach, it should be Nava Seva, like we said before. So Chazal told the people they won't be eating anything after eating the Korban Pesach. And with the intention, they'll eat a significant amount of food before the Pesach. They won't come to the Isur of Vetzel Lotish Brubo, of violating this halacha, breaking the bones. So the Avnei is not going to work, according to the Balamor, according to the Ramban. Okay, I'm not going to go into that, but now let's go back to the question that was asked here by Yedidengo, Rabbi Yeshua Khan, which is an excellent question. There's a din. The Gemara says that you're supposed to make a bracha over lasiyosa. What does that mean? And the Achrayim point out the lashon of over. There, the Gemara asked the kasha. The Gemara several times in Shas is worried about the lashon of over lasiyosa. She should have said samuch, lifnei, kaidem. Why the lashon of over? The Gemara calls psukim. By Yom Tzachimaz Hakiko Leavasakushi. Who are the Malkum Yerushim? All kinds of psukim. So the Achrayim point out the word over means mamish right before. The closest possible moment to before the Kiyum HaMitzvah, Tais and Sukkah discuss it in the context of what everyone knows. Everyone does this over here. Everyone is behind the mitzvah of Lul Esrog by inverting the Esrog, and therefore that's called Evel Asiyasa. Once you make the bracha, you will reinvert it, because the Gemara says the only yotz of the mitzvah, Derech Yidulo, Atze Shitim Eimden, the Gemara calls a pasuk, the Gemara in Sukkah. Anyway, so that is not what the risk is, though. That's not what I do. What I do is like Asol HaVeichek, like the Minigah Groh. Namely, Tyson already mentioned this suggestion as well, that you hold it normally, right side up. The Gemara says, "Not be nothing bad." You're on the edge of the mitzvah. So how are you going to help the Evel Asiyasam? The answer is Hakavana. Yet you won't be yotz in the mitzvah till after the bracha. And then right away, the moment the bracha is over, oh, you got the mitzvah. You don't even have the 2 seconds it takes to reinvert the esrog. Not necessary. Okay, that's just a common Evel Asiyasam. But the shaila is, according to the Balei Tzitzis, the whole mitzvah is in 2 segments, and he gives a mashal to Tkiyas Shofar. Tkiyas Demiusha, Tkiyas Demuma that I mentioned 15 minutes ago. Yeah,
the same question
about Shofar. Exactly, that's what I was about to say. The Zelba Kashi by Shofar. What do we do with Egel Asiyasa? So the answer apparently is one of two Mahalchim, and there are probably other Mahalchim as well, I would imagine. When it says Kol HaMitzvahs Mevarech Al Egel Asiyasa, once there is a Maisa Mitzvah that's Chal, so it's not yet the full panoply. You haven't yet completed the Maisa Mitzvah. It's in stages. And the way some Rishonim learned that the Iker Kiyum HaMitzvah Matzah is at the end. That's how not the Rosh, but the Rashbam and Rashi, that's what they assume. But the Maisa Mitzvah is already chal sufficiently that the bracha would not be at all considered to be any kind of bracha matzah. There is a practice, maybe you're familiar with it, you probably follow it, because Rav Chaim Brisker was nothing like that. I tried to follow it unsuccessfully in my house. Namely, not to talk between the bracha of Al-Achilas Matzah and Amitzi till the end of Avikomen. Which means that I have in the middle Shulchan Aruch, and what do you say? He wishes me a lot of Atzlocha. I have no Atzlocha at all. But I started that.
I was doing the Seder by myself.
Okay, very good. So that's basically what it would be, and I never was successful in that. I tried the very beginning of my married life because it was just the two of us. No, it wasn't. It was the two of us usually eating with our in-laws. Or my parents, whoever it may be. So it was not possible since I was the one who did most of the talking. But most of the talking would not be a hefsek. L'chura, Divrei Torah. The question is, where does Divrei Torah end? Where does it begin? And where are other areas, shall we say? Okay, but the answer to the question, l'chura, is once the mitzvah is chal, once it's a tkiyas shofar, by the way, by Tkiyas Shofar, we are successful. We announce to the audience, the tzibur, no one should talk from the time of the beginning of Tkiyas Shofar, the bracha, till the end of davening.
The only
justice
hefsek doesn't just over.
You're right. And I'm suggesting to you that this would be a possible answer. I'm not saying it's ideal, but I think it's correct. Now, once the Maisa Mitzvah, it's interesting, there's people asked me this kasha already this week as well. There's a very famous Biyak Ro on this topic. Namely, the shaila is people ask me, one person told me last year he forgot to put out 10 pieces of chametz. So he says to me, the whole year it's been bothering him. that maybe he wasn't fulfilling the mitzvah of Dika. I asked him, did you do a mitzvah of Dika? Yeah, of course I did, Rabbi. No, what's the problem? But I didn't put out those 10 pieces. Asma. First of all, what most people do, I discussed this also one Friday night. I don't know if you were there, not there. Whoever was there, so how long does the B'dikas Chametz take for most people? So I've taken a poll. I have a yeshiva, which is a laboratory, maybe not a good laboratory since they come from a certain world, and maybe they're not a fair, shall we say, barometer for this matter. Their B'dikas Chametz is approximately between 1 and 3 minutes. How?
In small houses.
Okay, the door.
At least 10 minutes.
In the dorm.
The answer is it's on a computer site, and they just have the computer right in their hands, in their smartphones, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, the Gemara Yisek, that takes a minute and a half, if not 2 minutes, and that's the extent of the Bdikas Chametz. Rabbi Soloveitchik asked the Kasha, the Mishnah of Sofim, Kol Mokom Shemachtisim Chametz Nitzor Bdika. So he said, Bezeh Aloshin, my wife's the Chen Levroche, would start cleaning, spring cleaning, Chanukah time, before Pesach. No, you would think that the house is Amokam, light Amokam Shemachis and Mochamitz. What Chametz is there? So the Rav answered with his smile, Yechob, Zig, Zogt, I told her, Yechob, Zvei Dinim. One is called spring cleaning, one is called the Maisa B'dika. So what she did was not B'dika, was the spring cleaning. So it went on for months, but it was not a Maisa B'dika. The Rav is not a Kasha. Tesis goes to Yerushalmi over there, that Noshim Atzori are saying. So he asked the married people in the Shia, there were a fair number of them, are your wives Absalonias? My wife was not an Absalon Bechlau. She was a very hard worker. She was very, very committed, very industrious, very diligent. That's how he used to speak. Anyway, so that's what she was there. So what does it mean, Noshim Atzori? It means Absalonias in terms of what he said, that what she did was spring cleaning, and it was hard work and diligence. Due diligence from every standpoint. But a halachi maisa b'dika, that was not. So that's what you have to do with atura maisa b'dika. Meleva. With the 10 pieces, without the 10 pieces, it's a maisa b'dika. There's a goyin, the famous B'yad Gron. The goyin actually has a comment. This is already cited by Rishonim. Rishonim have a problem. People call me up, you won't believe it. A guy called me up that night, which was last Motzei Shabbos. I have a lot to say about that. I haven't said it yet. But anyway, last Motzei Shabbos, I didn't sleep most of the night. There was a boom at 1:45. You missed it because you weren't here.
I was in Shal Shudas.
He had a sense of humor.
The fish was.
I heard that.
He had a sense of humor. He was in Shal Shudas. Anyway, so the it was means he was basically what Dr. Kallis is saying. He was holding in Rabin the Rabin. It was holding up there Leila Leila. That's why I didn't hear it. Anyway, 1:45, I go outside. 1:50, I hear the boom. My son calls me up from Yerushalayim. Abba, did you hear a boom? Did I hear a boom? How could I not hear a boom? There were 22 people in this shul told me we didn't hear anything. I said, what do you got? Melatonin? What kind of drug were you taking? Or maybe you had a bottle of vodka. One of them told me, yeah, he had a bottle of vodka. He wanted to kind of tashmiso a bit earlier. Tashmiso, like a bottle more. The kids, so I went outside the sky and I saw part of the sky lit up. What did I see over me? It must have been drones, missiles, projectiles, I don't know, a fuselage of them. I got a real kick out of it. The next morning, by the way, I mean, I'll discuss it on Shabbos Hagol, which I think is this Shabbos, if I'm mistaken. I asked a few people in the shul, did you say Hallel? I said Hallel that morning. Hallel Shul. They asked, did you say Hallel? He said, Hallel. He said, Rabbi, are you feeling all right? One of them said, Kvod Arav, where are you coming from? I didn't know any Dali still called for Hallel. No one said anything. So I asked several people in our shul, Beis Tfilah. They tell me, David, do you know where you're living? I said, no, where am I living? And now it's Israel. We have these nisim all the time. That's what they told me. Bizarre Loshin. In Beis Tfilah, Yon Avram. BTYN. And I asked them, are you feeling all right? Clearly they weren't. I said, Hallel be Swachshus. It was the biggest nest in my entire life. So the biggest nest in my 29 years in Eretz Yisrael. And especially after someone this week, a member of the Tzal, who's a...
With a brothel?
Heilech Rafael Begalasei. So I won't be Begalasei. The kids are, I said that, I sang it. People don't believe I know how to sing. I actually know a shtickle how to sing. Not a lot. My singing is of a different nature than their singing. They like to sing all these beautiful nigudim, and I sing brisk loves. Anyway, so that's what I sing. But Bikitsa, that is the real Shira. The other Shira is an Angla Maisa. Whatever the case is, so the so I sang Hallel with such hiswakshus, I was in tears of joy. Wow. And this week, someone from Tzal explained to me what exactly, God forbid, would have been here and Rahman would slide. Then they showed me today, this morning, a boy in my yeshiva was here, Pesach. He sent me pictures of the size of the that. Wow, I don't think I ever saw anything like that in my entire life. They could have landed somewhere, Rahman al-Litzan, and the casualties, God forbid, Rahman al-Litzan, Hasla Haskir, and the Nezik, who knows, it would have been World War III here as well. Someone else shaves me something else. I sometimes wonder why I have that screen of Yeshua. I don't really need it. If I had it, I would take it, take my whole phone and throw it to Yamamela. You know what I used to do? I used to change my phone number every year. The Balabatim got very upset with me. I think perhaps you could understand that too. I used to change my phone number every year, Dr. Stern. Dr. Callis. That's what Chavis I used to do.
Thing?
What?
Is that Chavis thing?
He's been a chutzar too long. He hasn't lost his sense of humor. Baruch Hashem. So, I, as I said, I was the structures kimat. I've not been in such a structures in 29 years of my life. Never saw. That's how I saw. And the person this week explained to me, he's a happens to be the mankala by yeshiva. He's also an Israeli. He's a mufaked of gdura, 500 soldiers. He's a very high up. He has a lot of what they call a lot of falafels over here. Asak falafelin. He also is quite familiar with this. Anyway, so someone else told me, the ambassador, the former ambassador to the United States, Friedman, is that his name?
Yeah.
So he made the following statement. We saved the mosque because we shot down all the missiles. So I said to this man, Kalabai Shiva, let's say we have not saved the mosque. Let's say we have decided only that missile is going to land and destroy the mosque. He said, Rav David, tedamim la'atzmecha maya koipo. I said, Ma ya kovipo? Melchemet olam ha-shlishi. And are you mashimim otanu? That we would have been to blame for that. I mean, the only thing that we don't destroy is the... Well, it's an accident. It just happens to be we missed that one. The one over the mosque. We missed that.
How can you blame the ones you just shot the missile?
Okay. Mesedi Gabor. But they were from 2,000 miles away. Okay, my missing all this. Oh, you're to blame, Rabbi Shua. Are you able to see your son? So... I think that's correct. So that's what I'm saying. The Biagra. The guy says, and this is what happens. This happens to me already more than once. A guy calls me up in the middle of the night, like 2:30 in the morning, at the top of the yeshiva, and says to me, wakes me up. Why is he doing that? I says, either you stop, you start talking, or that's it. The whole sefer is over. So I say, okay. I'm not allowed to talk. You taught us. We can't talk after we say Mirah Sam Abdel. My mother called me up. So I said, So, a few moments later, his mother calls me up. How in heaven's name? He gave her my number he sent it to her through some text.
So people can do it.
So she called me up, and she says to me, is this how you train your students, that when I call them, and for her it was a place, 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock, I don't know, it was 2 o'clock, 2:30. Don't you think about that my son should answer the phone call? Isn't there something called honoring one's father and one mother? And doesn't that give a person longevity? That's what love, that's language that she used. Et cetera. So I said, listen, he was trying to fulfill the halacha, but I do agree with you, there's a basis for Kibbutz Avodah would be overriding factor, but he doesn't know that. He's only a young student. I suggest he stay in the yeshiva. So she told me, she says, Rabbi, I thought I was going to get some, shall we say, satisfaction out of you. Instead, what do? You tell me to stay in the yeshiva another 4 or 5 years, and then go off the deep end? Completely? He's already off the deep end. Okay, why am I saying this whole conversation? I didn't kick out all these people. Anyway, so I said what I said before. The Biagro says, let's say one doesn't fall asleep. And you make a samapel. Is that called a bracha matala? No. Because even if you don't find chametz, you did a ma'aseh bdika, you made an attempt to go to sleep. As they stay going, compared to the rosh and sochim, but bdika's chametz. Okay, all this was you, Rabbi Shua, is the one who gets the blaming you for everything. Anyway, I will ask you also the gavalik and kasha that you asked, and I think one answer is what I just suggested to you. So once it's chal, so then that's already sufficient. And
isn't that a self-contradiction?
It's not a contradiction.
It's not the Gabriel Asiyasa.
I'm asking to you. It's lacking a little bit in terms of that. By the way, another kasha they asked me. There's a Lashon Rambam. There's a Lashon Rambam. I don't have time now. I don't have Rambam in front of me. I can't say everything out loud like you. But I'm just saying the Lashon Rambam is Masha, that Shulchan Aruch is a headset. And the Rambam says, that's why I need another Achilas Matzah at the end of Avikodman, Shachilos of the Yamitzah. That's Lashon Rambam. The Achilas Avikodman, that constitutes the Mitzah. So it could be that the bracha, even though it was made earlier, but since you were involved in the mitzvah of Sivan Tzias Mitzrayim, it's not an asset. It's like one long hemshech, one long run-on sentence. Someone asked me this week from the shul, Baal Tshuva the shul, very, very sincere person. And I like the kasha, because the kasha brings out something very significant. He asked me, Rabbi, you know, I would like to do the following. I have an idea. And I think it's a good idea, because I have a family that's not so into this religion and the religion and the whole thing. I'm trying to bring them closer. So I want to suggest that this is what I would like to do. I'll make Kiddush, and then I'll make Hamotzi right away. We'll skip the whole Magid. And then after we have the soup and the chicken and the meat, then we'll have Magid. Why can't I do that? It's a very legitimate, valid question. Of course, it runs counter to Kemat, the whole, shall we say, the whole religion. But why? Because Einim Olav Zom Habi, Lechem Einim. It went out twice in Sochim. And therefore, that needs to be the further discussion. Maybe a little bit of that I'll also have on Shabbos. Okay, all this was not, I didn't give you a satisfactory answer, but I gave you an answer. And it could be Nikah Mitzvah, it could be still called Levin Asiyasa, it could be that it's not considered to be a Hefsek, because it's all Tzerech. It's all Tzerech Hasuda. And that's why Abchaim didn't talk. He apparently didn't feel that the Magid was a Hefsek Bechlau. And therefore, he felt the reason not to talk from the beginning all the way to the end. The left up the Kayman, and Mamela, it's Eivel Asiyasan, it's still called Eivel Asiyasan, because it's a Tzerech, the rest. People ask me here, you may have noticed, but you probably don't notice, but only on Shabbos you'll see.
How much is Tzulim before Bama Talis?
No, that's a different, but they're Malam HaKedesh, I'll get Shagazaya, I'll get Shagazaya.
The whole thing would be a Hefzik, the eating wouldn't be a
Hefzik?
No, the soup and the...
Correct, it would not be a Hefzik, correct, because there's a mix of Shulchan Aruch, even though they are
told you... Eating is part of the meal, people told Torah.
Okay, that's really going a little bit further, that's extending it slightly, but I was going to say that's possible that maybe it's still Eivel HaSiyosan, it's not considered to be Hefzik. People here, when I came along a few years ago, they never saw someone say Yashikach to the Kohanim. Now, there's a paper that's produced here from time to time from Rabbi Levinsohn, Shalos and Tshuvos. So I don't usually get it because it's taken snap before I have a chance to look at it. A lot of the cute little answers and questions, very, very cute. So one of them, they did show it to me for some reason, where he said it's not necessary to say Yashikach to the Kohanim. So I said to the person, okay, maybe not necessary, but is it also? So he told me, yes, it's also. I was happy he told me that. He's not completely wrong. There's a Shin Kabet says, Kodesh Shalom. That's saying that's what he's matching between that, the Yenishon Asay, and Tachanun. That's only the day of Tachanun. I say, I'm Shabbos. There's no Tachanun. What's the problem? And what do? I wait till after Kaddish. I say, Shem Shacholach, Mishabrua. I taught till Zvich Stonim 25 times. In Mishabrua, he has Zvich Stonim. It says, he said, Yi Yasher. Doesn't say the Kach. Yi Yasher to the Kohanim. So there's a Mokka, you say, Yasher Kach to the Kohanim. Again, so I never saw. I'm going to have another rise. I'm not going to go into it. I discussed it with him. Don't worry. The moment I saw it, I put the rat to him and I had a discussion with him about it. And he agrees that I love Majd Zasur. Love Majd Zasur. It's not also. Yashikath, the Kurdi, Mr. Akbar Satay. Kurdi gives me a brachot. Kachamati me a Pam Zatzal. That's what he told me. Maybe 55, 60 years ago. And that's what I heard from Gedali Feldes, Zechasayim the Rav, Hoshtu Kutayim the Amman. And that's what I heard in the name of Rabu Gazovsky, Zechasayim the Rav. I heard five different reasons why you should do it. That's why I do it. And the first time I did it over here, I've been doing it my whole life. First time I did it over here, the fellow thought in the shul, one of your compatriots, Dr. Stern, Dr. Gallus, that I was a lunatic against the Shin Kobetzes. Then I show him six svarim that say it's a terech. It's a terech to say Yashikach to the Kohanim. I want to give a Yashikach. Someone gives me a bracha. That I appreciate very much. That's very choshev to have a bracha from another Jew. That's something very. That's all I do all day anyway. I'm an adbora. I give out brachas. People don't listen to anything I say, but at least brachas I give out. So that at least I accomplish something. I say Rashi and brachas. Rashi says my father used to say, "The walls have ears." And then I discovered it's Rashi and brachas. That's not in my case. So Rashi and brachas. The walls have ears. I speak to the walls to say there, but the walls have ears. So I'm happy. So I say Rashi brach to the walls as well. Okay, how did I get onto this whole topic? Oh, yeah, oh, you're to blame for everything. Let me just say one or two more things. I don't know where I am. Oh, I just started the shiur. Chaval. I mentioned that after Afikoymans, you're not supposed to even drink. Of course, you can drink the two cups of wine, the two last cases, that obviously you're allowed to drink for sure. The Shulchan Aruch says any additional wine, that's what Rambam adds, all beverages are also with the exception of water. Exception, there are several reasons why. I mentioned, number one, the Tam Matzah, you don't want to undo the Tam Matzah the fifth, like the Tam of Pesach. Number two, that it's not Bal Tesef. And okay, there are all kinds of, but essentially the Mechaber says, this is what the Lashon, I'll end, I guess, with this. Chayavonu Lasok. So I try to do that. Usually, it's much easier for me to fall asleep than it is to be Isaac. But today I actually have a different policy.
When's
it
mutter again to eat?
What?
When's it mutter again to eat and drink?
In the morning.
Wrong coffee in the morning.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Why not actually have to finish? I fall asleep and shiur, and all of a sudden I wake up and I realize.
Exactly when would the Easter be lifted? If you slept a Shinas Keva, 3 days would be Alocha, what's called a Shinas Keva. I assume you had Shinas Keva and Echanami, that could be that you could have afterwards, you'd be able to.
So if you fall asleep 30 minutes, you wake up.
What was that? That's right. Correct. But a lot of Achrenim don't like the Abinezer, I'm telling you. Now, Meisha Feitz is against it, and my Rebbe was against it, and many others are opposed. I was about to say something else, and that was with reference to this Tesefta, the Mechaber quotes here, Chayavon Vaslo, Bechaz Apezak Alayla, Ache Techtepen Ushina. That's Moshe the Mechaber here in Shulchan Aruch. That's what you should do. Ache Techtepen Ushina. Okay, but I'm only indicating this because, so I just want to give you advice, if you don't mind. I have only one thing over many of you, if not all of you, probably all of you, and that's called age. So with age comes a bit of wisdom. So over the years, I've changed my mahalach on Leil HaSeder. I used to talk on Leil HaSeder, you and I probably together, for hours. Like I occupied the entire scene. I have a lot of different Torah to say. Today, I speak very little. Otherwise, none of my grandchildren will come to the Seder. Yeah. I've become a practical man. Yeah. So they do everything. Everything. Means I prompt them. How do I prompt them? I put shekels in their pocket. And I bribe them. And they say, there are all kinds of games going on in my house with different members of the chef. Tagil Abba says, "If you do Mashatach Hayav Asol." That's exactly what should be done, and they're the ones who, Baruch Hashem, they're into it. Otherwise, there's not a chance in the world. It's a different generation, and they say beautiful different Torah, and they even have games and tricks and all kinds of zaken, who knows what. And that's a good thing. That's exactly the mitzvah of Leil HaSeder. It's really, to my mind, it's paramount in terms of its chinuch. In terms of its educable qualities and the ability to be mechanech a next generation, and eventually they'll get to that point as well, where they'll say the Torah that are of a heavier nature, perhaps. But right now, this is where they're at, and that's what we have to do. And the Ribbono Shel Olam should help us here. The Ribbono Shel Olam, we are literally rogel benisim. I have never seen, among the thousand reasons, I put that in the thousand reasons. You want to be zeh benisim, you come to Eretz Yisrael. In America. Gaulish, mit Gaulish, mit Gaulish. There's nothing going on there. Except for a lot of behemoth who are operating on the public scene. That's the extent of it. And then Legiva, it's one big kapanash. I say to the American Jewish community as well, there are B'nai Torah there. There are even Zedim HaTorah there. There are great Tamil Chacham there. I hope in Mitzvah Hashem, and I'm davening for them, they should come to us as well as soon as they can. And Uvel Tzion Goyal, Mishib Ezecha, Lechem Azochim and Azochim, Yitz Hashem, Yitz Hashem is Brach, Yeshua Service Yeshua Service.
Amen.
Oh, right. I have that in the fish quarry.
Part 2. Is that the name?
Let's say that, Afikoman.
Afikoman.